Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Spirits and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Today is May 5th, 2018. In Spanish, it is Cinco de Mayo. No truth that we celebrate the discovery of mayo. We're actually celebrating not Mexican independence. We could care less about Mexican independence. Actually, Cinco de Mayo, the annual celebration that is held on May 5 every year, celebrating and commemorating the Mexican Army's unlikely victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862, under the leadership of El General Ignacio Zaragoza. It has become a way to just celebrate and eat Mexican food because we don't have enough Mexican joints and Mexican taco places across the country. We need more of those and more illegals, right? But we also celebrate tequila, and that's what we'll be enjoying today on our Cinco de Mayo celebration. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations, the Ford Theater of Command, to Davidoff of Geneva, Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, not far from the global headquarters of the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. And we are joined, as always, by our resident sommelier, sommelier Dave Cavanis. Sommelier Dave, greetings, and I should say, let me do my Mexican accent with Frito Bandito.
Ah, señor, happy Cinco de Mayo, yes?
Señor General, long ashes to you. It's so happy to be here today. We do some very nice margaritas and Bloody Marys, even some whiskey sours with our tequila. We got many of them to do.
And you're wearing the little sombrero hat.
Si, very... señor.
By the way, we need the Frito Bandito singing the Frito Bandito song. By the way, if any Mexicans, I should say, no illegal Mexicans... Illegal aliens are being used in the production of today's Cigar Dave special Cinco de Mayo show. So we are completely 100% Donald Trump friendly in terms of no illegals. We've actually built a wall around the Davidoff of Geneva store and lounge, a temporary wall, but no illegals can get in. And if any Mexicans or illegal aliens are offended, tough shiatsu. Too bad. We are politically incorrect. We don't care. Get out. All right, also joining us, we have the senior executive vice president of Spirit Procurement, as well as the general manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge here in the Cigar City, also the senior executive VP of Spirits Procurement for the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, the Davidoff store here in the Cigar City of Tampa, Tommy Diadio. Tommy D, greetings.
Greetings to you. This is always a special day for us because this is our other GM's birthday, Angel Benitez.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Angel. Well, Angel, actually, we're going to be enjoying a special cigar because we wanted to have a cigar that had some Mexican Marron wrapper, Mexican tobacco. And so we're going to be enjoying, actually, a cigar that is called the Army of Angels in honor of Angel.
Yes.
Who knew? I just discovered this right now. I can't wait to tell me about this cigar real quick.
This cigar just hit the shelves yesterday. The wrapper is a San Andreas Maduro wrapper. It's got two binders from Aganorsa, and the filler is 30% FSG, and the rest is Aganorsa. The Aganorsa they use is a Corojo 99 and a Criollo 98.
And Angel recently got married.
Yes.
By what, 6 months ago?
No, it's over that. It's almost 2 years now.
Is it 2 years?
Yeah. Time flies.
Time flies.
Is he still happily married?
Yes, he's very happily married.
Okay. Well, that's because he's got the prenuptial agreement that I told him to make sure he had. That's why he's so happy. He knows that, hey, if anything happens, all his assets are still intact.
Yeah, <that's> correct.
he thinks that, but hopefully he did listen to me. All right, let's talk about Cinco de Mayo very briefly. Everybody thinks it's Mexican Independence Day. It is not. Now, believe it or not, the United States for many, many years has actually had an adversarial, people are going to find this, I know, shocking, had an adversarial relationship with Mexico. When you go back in history, many of our forts were along the Mexican border because
sure.
There were many issues with Mexico. And when we look at Texas, Tejas, and going back to the history there, but many of our great World War II generals were actually stationed at forts along the U.S.-Mexican border. So now, of course, the relationship theoretically is better. I'm not a big Mexico fan. I just read not that long ago, about a week or two ago, that, what did I see, Cancun, the largest number. There's like a major murder spree, and tourism is way down. I had a friend that just came back from Mexico, Cancun, and she told me, I said, first of all, when she told me she was going, I'm like, what were you thinking? She's like, well, we've always gone down there, and we like the hotels. She said, didn't leave the hotel, not going back ever again.
Wow.
So to those Americans, I say don't go to Mexico, don't patronize them. We're still going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo only because we like tequila. And so we will still enjoy tequila. But by the way, if there is a NAFTA renegotiation and tequila is, for whatever reason, is not allowed, we will no longer celebrate it. That's just how it is because we are first and foremost patriotic Americans. Now, Sommelier Dave, let us talk about tequila. Everybody's impression of tequila is going to a beach somewhere, drinking umpteen margaritas because they taste like candy. They taste like soda, like juice. They down them. It's hot. Next thing you know, they're puking. They're sick. They're violently ill. Good tequila is like great whiskey, great bourbon. It is properly aged. It can be enjoyed in a snifter, straight up, neat. You can enjoy it on the rocks. The problem is the connotation of tequila has always been negative because, again, people use just straight Blanco, which is a white tequila,
correct,
and they just jam it in there, and they drink three, four of them. They're on spring break, and they get sick, and that's the end of that.
That was the thought that permeated up until about 10 years ago. Then you had people like Patron. They came along. They started to change it. Don Julio started to change it. Casanoble started to change it. You had your Herradura, your El Jimadors, your Milagros. All these finer tequilas came along. So what you find is your generic or your lower brand, Blancos, yes, they're very popular to do in margaritas. But the growth in tequila is the higher marks, whether it's a Reposado, an Añejo. Tommy and I were just talking about extra Añejos, which are aged over 3 years. They're coming more and more onto the market, and they're very affordable now. They're right. Not as 5 years ago. They were $200-$300.
Yes.
Now you can get them under $250 yeah. to $100.
Well, we'll talk about the different types of tequila, but, you know, you're talking about the Añejos and the extra Añejos, those are brown spirits because they're aged
in wood.
Yeah. And what's the biggest growth right now of any spirits? Brown spirits,
yes.
Whether it's whiskey, whether it is tequila, people want the aged product. Now, when we talk about tequila is a regional distilled beverage made from the blue agave plant, primarily in the area surrounding the city of Tequila, which is 40 miles northwest of Guadalajara, and the highlands, Los Altos, of the central western Mexican state of Jalisco. Now, what is the blue agave plant, Sommelier Dave?
Well,
it's almost like a cactus, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a cactus. There's around 30 different type of tequilas. Blue Weber, there was a doctor that discovered this. His last name was Weber. That is the one that grows permanently throughout that area of Jalisco, and that's what this tequila is made out of. But you get mezcals out of Oaxaca, which are different, you know, plants in their own right.
But tequila is a type of mezcal.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the volcanic soil around the city of Tequila very well suited to growing blue agave. More than 300 million of the blue agave plants harvested there each year. Mexican law states, Mexico has laws? I never knew that. That's
true.
That's in and of itself. That's shocking.
Highly regulated.
Yes. The corrupt laws. And by the way, let's have a shout out for the former president, Vicente Fox. Let me say, President Fox, screw yourself. Mexican law states that tequila can be produced in the state of Jalisco and limited other municipalities. It is recognized as a Mexican designation of origin product in more than 40 countries. It is protected through NAFTA in Canada and the U.S. And tequila contains alcohol, most often made, we know that, most often made at 38% alcohol content or 76 proof for domestic consumption, but it can be produced between 31 and 55% alcohol content or 62 to 110 proof. Per U.S. law, tequila must be at least 80 proof or 40% alcohol sold in the United States.
And that's what you find, the ones that we're going to be tasting today all fit in that range, most of them 40%.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about the history of tequila, first produced in the 16th century near the location of the city of Tequila, a fermented beverage from the agave plant known as pulque was consumed in pre-Columbian central Mexico before European contact. And when the Spanish conquistadors ran out of their own brandy, they began to distill agave to produce one of North America's first indigenous distilled spirits. So isn't it interesting? The armies come in, they need some festive libations. Mm-hmm. And they see this blue agave plant, and as we know, you can distill anything. Whether it's a grape, whether it is an agave plant, whether it's sugar, you just basically ferment it, and the alcohols come out, and next thing you know, you've got to find distilled spirit.
Yeah, if you give back in time where the Roman army was taking over the world, that's how they paid their army, was in wine. So as they left out of Italy towards France, towards England, they would take the plantings and keep going further and further west and create more wine, and Spanish did that with their brandy. The ships could only hold so much brandy. And you're right. As soon as it ran out, what did the locals have? Tequila.
Tequila. Now, Sommelier Dave, you brought up something very interesting, that tequila really didn't start booming as a premium spirit.
Correct.
Until about 15 years ago or so, when all of a sudden you saw Patron and some of the other unique brands. Now it's growing like crazy. But really, what were the big brands prior to that?
Well, you have the person that started a lot of the tequila, Sauza.
Mm-hmm.
Don Sauza, he did, and so did Cuervo, Jose Cuervo. And Cuervo spun off their 100% agave, 1800.
Right.
And then you had...
which we'll sample today.
Yes,
we have some
of those today to consume. But it was mainly Sauza and Cuervo. They were the two big guns.
All right, now, when we look at just some of these specifics about tequila, first of all, let's talk about color, because there's really three types of color. And Sommelier Dave, the first one we have is Blanco or a white.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, for it to be a Blanco, they'll usually rest it in a barrel under 60 days, 59 days or less. And then once it hits day 60 to one day less than a year, they call it reposado, which means rested.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a year, day 365, up to 3 years, it's añejo, which means aged.
All right. Now, the key is, though, is that the aging, some are just aged in stainless steel tanks.
Yeah.
And others then go into the wood.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's going to pick up the colors, and it's what's going to give it those nuances of a little vanilla. You get vanilla out of the wood. It gives it also some characters, some boldness. If you distill something and age it in stainless steel, you're just getting the raw material flavor, and that's it.
All right. So when we come back, we will talk about the three types. We've just gone touched on it. The Blanco, Reposado, Añejo, and Extra Añejo. We'll also talk about the proper way to serve tequila. We'll talk about various cocktails, and then we'll start doing some tastings. And Sommelier Dave, I think we've got 17 or 18 tequilas.
Yes.
That
18.
18, and maybe Tommy will add a couple of more. We may hit the big 20 as we celebrate tequila tasting maneuvers on this Cinco de Mayo, front and center from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, our Ford Command Theater of Operations on the Cigar Dave Show.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with a Cigar Dave mobile app.
Pull out your sombreros. It's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
See, we have just rounded up 8 illegal Mexican aliens that tried to infiltrate the theater of command here at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge. We have wrangled them up, and as opposed to Customs and Immigration that has to give them a court appearance date, we actually put them on Alpha Army 1 for a one-way ticket. Not to Mexico, but to the Arctic. They're not coming back. Don't worry about it. All right, let's talk as we celebrate Cinco de... By the way, if anybody is offended, CigarDave at CigarDave.com. Please feel free to send me all your hate mail and jump up and down and go crazy. No problem. And I'll read it on the air because actually it's entertainment for me. Now, also, very quickly, don't forget, follow me on social media, Twitter, at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook, Cigar Dave. I hate Facebook, and A couple of weeks ago, we saw Zuckerberg testify. Don't even get me started on that. And then Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. I think we have to come out with an alternative. And also YouTube and all of our other social media. Go to CigarDave.com on the upper right. You'll see everything. All right, so as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, tequila tasting maneuvers, four types. Blanco, Reposado, Añejo, Extra Añejo. So let's review some of Dave. Blanco or white, or also known as silver, is an unaged tequila stored immediately after distillation or aged less than 2 months in stainless steel or neutral oak barrels. And what we're finding now, Tommy Diadio of Davidoff and Corona Cigar, you mentioned that you're seeing more and more of these tequilas. As soon as they're done, they're just putting them in the bottle. Correct. That's it. Not even aging for 2 months.
No. They're just trying to get their money back.
Right. And by the way, with most distilled spirits, when you put this in the bottle, it doesn't age any further.
No.
It's not like wine, very, very different.
No, none of the distilled spirits continue to grow.
Right.
Wine will.
Wine, different story.
Sure.
Then we move from the Blanco, or the white, or the silver, to Reposado, which means rested. Now, it's aged a minimum of 2 months, but less than a year, in oak barrels of any size. And you usually, while it's not white, you'll notice maybe just a slight little darkish hue to it, almost like a... what I would consider to be just a light tan.
I was going to say like a light scotch.
Very light.
Yeah.
Then we move into the Añejo, which is aged or vintage, aged a minimum of 1 year, but less than 3 years in small oak barrels. Certainly a little darker, and you see the wood.
Sure.
And this bottle, Somalia, I cannot wait to get to that. I just want to open that up and drink the thing straight up. Then we have extra Añejo, extra aged or ultra aged, aged a minimum of 3 years in oak barrels. This category is new, only established March of 2006, so 12 years ago.
Sure.
Very, very new.
And it's very expensive, like anything, to put your product in a barrel and hold on to it for 3 years, not knowing how it's going to come out. And then, as Tommy and I were talking about, things that sit in the barrel, they start to dry out. You don't get the fruit as much as you're going to get what that wood is that you've aged them in. So it's, you know.
We've seen a lot of 5- and 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, I think they have to compete now. They want to compete with the scotch, with the bourbons.
Sure.
And people want the brown spirits. And Somalia Dave, I know when we started tasting the Añejo and the extra Añejos, I said, put this in a snifter, in a cognac snifter, or a little whiskey Karen glass. And you can just enjoy it neat because it's got very unique taste. Again, that misconception of tequila that it's going to, you know, you're going to get sick. It's just totally not true. And the number of people that I've gotten emails and social media postings from saying, hey, General, I never really was a tequila drinker, but I heard some of the, you talking about some of the Añejos and extra Añejos. I picked it up. I was blown away. It was like drinking a scotch.
Sure. And that just takes time. So you go back 10, 15 years ago when everybody was just drinking shots of Cuervo and then having regurgitation issues. Now you've got people that are drinking it out of sifters and things like that, sipping, and it's just so much better for the industry. Real quick, I want to give you some information on it. Tequila sales last year were up 10.7%. That's the sales. But the volume of people into it grew 9%. That's pretty substantial in the industry. Mezcal was up 64%.
Really? We'll try a mezcal.
I love mezcal.
40%.
You have a mezcal here, Tommy?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we'll have to try a mezcal.
40% in volume. That means more people are coming to the market with mezcals and tequilas. And it's high end. Wait till you see the price points on all these.
Well, and that's, again, the misconception that, okay, I'll buy a bottle of tequila for $10-$15.
Yeah.
Well, today, when we're talking about the age type of tequilas, the Añejos, the extra Añejos, you're going to be talking about more expensive. And they become more elaborate in their packaging, in their design, again, in who they're going to. Tommy, do you see more people drinking tequila neat?
Tequila is up in all our stores, yes, neat. Watched her in AOs, we're seeing a spike in. I mean, everybody says rum is the next spirit. Tequila has been through the roof.
Going through the roof. All right, well, on Cinco de Mayo, we're not celebrating anything great with Mexico because I'm not a big Mexico fan, but we are celebrating tequila, and we will be conducting tasting maneuvers. I think we're going to be doing about 20, 22 different tequilas. We come back front and center. We'll conduct the global litation and libation ceremony.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now.
This is Carl Lundabot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the epicenter of change in Reading. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire, and find out what's going on in the North State during the next month. Also, let's get ready to rodeo. That's right. The Reading Rodeo Association will be joining us because the Reading Rodeo is just around the corner. All of this Monday and much more right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I'm sure many of you wonder why the political leaders of the state of California continue to decay into immorality and absolute idiocy. They promote a corrupt worldview that has already proven itself to be destructive and self-serving. The sad thing is that people are being destroyed by blindly accepting these destructive ideas and values. Only through Jesus Christ will you be protected from these deadly values and find the real love and peace you are looking for. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In the midst of overt attacks on faith and free speech, Pacific Justice Institute wants to remind college students of their constitutional rights. You see, there are numerous Supreme Court decisions that guarantee equal treatment of religious students on college campuses.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, on this Tequila Tasting Maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show on Cinco de Mayo, May 5, we must have a cigar that has some roots in Mexico. And I'll tell you what, the Torrents are great people. They grow great tobacco, make great... I love the Torrents. They are fantastic. The Mexicans that I'm talking about are the illegal aliens. And those Mexicans that want to come over and cross the border and send people across to the United States illegally. That is where my issue is. But the Mexican cigar tobaccos that are being grown, the Mexican Morón, the Corojo, the Criollo, just off the charts. And there was a misconception for a long time that Mexico did not grow good cigar tobacco. That it was strong, it was harsh, it was just bitter. Not the case at all. And in fact, the Mexican Morón wrapper, probably now amongst the most sought out. Tommy,
yes.
You've seen that now. Last year, IPCPR, all these manufacturers coming out with cigars using a Mexican Morón wrapper, including Rocky Patel.
Correct.
It's just on fire. It gives the cigar so much flavor as a wrapper.
Now, you have selected a very special cigar. Angel Benitez, who's the, what's his title? Senior Executive Vice President of Retail?
Yes.
No, he's Junior Vice President. He's Senior Executive Spirit Procurement. So what is his correct title?
He's actually our General Manager. I'm the Assistant General Manager of the company.
But you're Senior VP in charge of Spirit Procurement.
Yes, I am.
Angel just follows your lead on the booth.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. So, by the way, how come we never see Angel here anymore? I mean,
he'll be here tomorrow.
Is he going to be around?
Yeah.
You know, he's got his feet propped up. I've seen his office at Corona HQ in Orlando. Feet propped up. You know, he's got the, getting a massage every day. He's got cigars, got booze in front of him. The guy just works like, 10 minutes a day. That's it.
Life is good.
Life is good. I mean, and he tells Jeff, I'm just so overworked.
He's actually one of the hardest working guys in our company.
He is. But we like busting his balls.
Yes.
Somebody's got to do it. May as well be us. But Angel is great. Now, he created a special cigar with Jeff Borshowitz, the owner of Corona Cigar and the FSG brand and growing the FSG tobacco, Florida Sun Grown. So tell me about the Army of Angel's FSG.
Well, this is made by Casa Fernandez, and this is 30% of this filler is Jeff's Claremont Florida Sun Grown tobacco. So that's why this one's even more special. And it's got a really beautiful San Andres Maduro wrapper on it. And two binders.
Two binders.
Yeah. It's very spicy.
Both from Mexico?
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So this is really a three country, including U.S.
Correct.
So the filler is U.S. from the
30%.
30% from the Claremont farm at Florida Sun Grown Farm. What else is in the filler?
It's the, let me get this. This one just came, actually hit the shelves yesterday.
Brand new. I mean, we are the first in the country to be smoking this particular cigar. By the way, in the size that I have, this is a traditional Toro. This is a 6x50, which is nice. Not a 54, but just a very nice size. One of my, and the Mexican Maroon wrapper, this looks like chocolate. The aroma is absolutely incredible.
This is a 70% Agronorsa.
Agronorsa, great tobacco.
And then the two binders are 99 and 98. 99 Corojo and 98 Criollo binders.
So well, two of them. And we know that about 50 to 60% of the flavor comes from the wrapper.
Yes.
So this Mexican Maroon oily wrapper is going to be phenomenal. Just a wonderful wrapper, a lot of spice, but a lot of sweetness. Fantastic. This is a very, you just feel the cigar in my hand. Just feels fantastic. Beautiful cigar. The Army of Angels FSG, Angel Benitez's own particular cigar.
Yes.
Big. Now he's a manufacturer.
Yes, now he is.
Now we really have to.
Cigar altering and highly sharpened leaf exposing device.
All right, self sharpening double edged stainless steel guillotine. By the way, this one has got, you could put a ring gauge probably of about 140 in this thing. This has got about a 2-inch diameter. You didn't see these when we 23 years ago when we started the show. Now as the ring gauges have gotten bigger.
Big Daddy.
This is the Big Daddy. I like that, the Big Daddy. There used to be a place in Buffalo called Big Daddy's Car Wash and Barbecue on Main Street in Buffalo, and best car washes, and there was a guy named Big Daddy, okay? Big Daddy weighed probably about 450, giant big silver belt buckle, sat in his chair, and I'll never forget, you get the car wash, great hand wash, and then you'd get barbecue. He'd have barbecue sitting there, so I'd say, okay, I'll take some ribs, take some of this. Great. And so I'd say, great, that's, $40. So you give him $40, and I'd say, great, do I need a receipt for the car? He'd look at me, he goes, oh, no, I remember you. And that's Big Daddy, man. And that
Big
was the
Daddy.
My mother would say, my car is just, it's got salt on it, it's terrible, it's a nice, go take it to Big Daddy's for me.
Yeah.
And I would go to Big Daddy's, and they were absolutely the best. So this is the Big Daddy cutter.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
All right, Cigar Dave, research and development lab technicians that have the white coats and the pocket protect. They're creating new litation devices 24/7, 365. They knew Cinco de Mayo's coming up. They know that we need to build the wall. So they have come up with what they're calling the Cigar Dave prototype illegal alien. This actually feels like a Glock. All right, or a Magnum in my hand. I mean, because it's got the gun. Oh, you can't say gun. Sorry, on here. Can't say that anymore. Actually, it is gun. And it's got the handle of a gun, but when you release it, it's got a giant torch. And what happens is if you go on the border and give this to Customs and Border Enforcement, they see any illegal aliens coming in, they just flash it, and it repels them. It's like a blowtorch. So this is what they came up with. And by the way, the Trump administration has ordered 4,000 of these to arm all of the National Guard troops. So we see any illegal aliens, boom, and they're going right back.
Gone.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
You know, it feels great to be able to just be so politically correct, incorrect, that you know you're going to piss all Vicente Fox off and all these people that want an open border and all these illegal aliens. Nobody's an illegal alien. They're undocumented. No, they're illegal aliens. All right, let me toast the foot of this cigar, this army of angels. All right, as I toast the foot of this army of angels, I was going to say army of illegal alien. No, army of angels. And what's the suggested retail on this, by the way, Tommy?
It's 14.
How many sizes?
There's only one.
One size. This is
That's it.
This is it. All right, fantastic. As I, boy, I'll tell you what, this this Cigar Dave research and development prototype illegal alien is just off the charts, man. This thing is unbelievable. Let me puff and rotate. Great draw. Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm getting like a nice cashew nut type of taste on the palate. Wow, this is fantastic. Let me take another puff here. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Some coffee notes.
Yeah.
Espresso, dark espresso. Wow, this is fantastic. Not a sweet cigar.
No.
But just a lot of taste, but not harsh at all.
No.
But just very unique taste. And I'm sure as I smoke this Army of Angels along the way, it's going to change in complexion. So we'll give you tasting notes along the way. All right, now we need our first libation. Sommelier Dave, what is? We've got about 20, and we'll get to the list momentarily. But first up, we need a libation.
Yes, we
do. Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
And today, tequila.
Yes, we do. We have Canteo, which has three expressions. We're going to try their jalapeno. Then we're going to do their habanero. We're going to do the habanero with a Bloody Mary. And their chipotle, which is brand new. These are very nice to be made either as margaritas, other concoctions, or drink neat.
Well, I hope their Canteo chipotle is better than the Chipotle Mexican Grill. Because their food, I tell you what, remember there used to be lines and lines? You go by them. There's one not far from here, Tommy, here at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City. You can literally shoot a cannon through the place and nobody will get hit.
Yeah.
It is, it's amazing how that place was so popular and boom, in the tank. All right, so Sommelier Dave, this is what I have in front of me.
That's what you have in front of
and
you.
And this, Jerry. Oh my, wait a minute. Oh man,
yeah.
I can actually smell.
Smell that.
Wow, this is like a jalapeno.
Jalapeno,
A jalapeno.
This would really spice up a margarita. If you're going to do margaritas.
Say cheers to that.
Nostrovia.
Okay.
100% blue Weber agave.
Wow, this has some serious habanero kick.
Yeah.
Or jalapeno kick. Whoa.
Casablanca.
Yes.
Whoa, so this is actually a spiced
infused
tequila.
Correct. All three of these are.
Wow. Tell me about Canteo.
Well, Canteo's out of the Jalisco area, Guadalajara, and it is 100% blue agave. It's perfect. It's mountain-grown agave, which are more flavorful and more robust than the ones that are done in the lowlands. And it's relatively inexpensive. It's $32 a bottle.
Well, this has got a lot of heat.
That's a lot of heat.
That habanero, I think, could be a fire in my mouth. Well, you know, Nish Patel says it's like a party in your mouth. It could be a five alarmer in my mouth. This thing has got some serious heat. Tommy, did you feel on the warmth on the way back?
I love spice, too.
But, man, I mean, you get the tequila taste, and then all of a sudden, about 10 seconds later, you feel that warmth. On the Cigar Dave warmth factor, this is pushing the 9.5, no question about it. And it lingers.
Yeah, it's really flavorful. This isn't for you just, well, you could do shots of this. Go for it.
Now, here's what I would do. I would do a Bloody Mary with this.
We're going to do with the habanero,
okay, all right.
Which is next.
All right, next up. So, by the way, let's do this. Let's give the rundown, and we come back. We will start our tequila tasting maneuver. Mm-hmm. So, first up, we have the Canteo jalapeno that we started.
Correct.
Sommelier Dave, I'll let you hit the rest of the list.
And then we're going to do their habanero and their chipotle. Then we're going to Suerte, which has a blanco, a reposado, and añejo. And then cenote, blanco, reposado, añejo. Azunia, which is organic, they have a blanco, a repo, and an añejo. And then we're going to go into Cuestión Blanco. Milagro has their select barrel reposado. 1800 has a beautiful coconut and añejo. And Tommy brought over
Trumbo,
which is an añejo. So this is going to be fun.
And I think we've got a little agave.
I brought some agave
nectar.
We'll
taste,
right.
And that's yeah. just like honey. That's great. If you've got a cold or sore throat, we'll talk about that. Because that
it's hypoglycemic. It's for people that if you have issues with sugar, you can have that.
And we'll talk about that as well. So a lot of new names that we're going to be sampling today. A couple of old names, the 1800, the Milagro Cuestión, no longer made. A friend of mine was owner of that company, owner of that company. Tequila Jerry, as we call them. Yep. And the bottle looks like a question mark. Cuestión tequila.
Upside down, yeah.
Great tequila.
Nice.
And so we'll sample some of that. So we are conducting tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cinco de Mayo. Front and center, our forward theater of operations. Command Center Alpha has moved to the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Shasta College is giving you your first year of college tuition free. If you're a first-time student at Shasta College, even if you've attended college somewhere else or took classes while in high school and you sign up as a full-time student, you could get a year of college tuition free. The Shasta Promise program gives any first-time, full-time student a tuition-free education for a full year. Apply online at shastacollege.edu/apply. Fill out your FAFSA and talk to a counselor today. Don't think you can go full-time with your work or family schedule? Shasta College has more programs just for you. We have compressed programs, evening classes, and completely online degrees to help you get that boost in your career, new job, or transfer earlier with less debt. The Shasta Promise. Just one more way Shasta College is giving you more. Enroll today at shastacollege.edu/apply or call 242-7650 for the Shasta Promise program.
The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. The General is ready with tamales and more. It's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
I'm not opposed to adding legal Mexican hot tamales into the harem. As long as they are legal, they have their papers, we're good to go. Not a problem. By the way, you probably didn't know, we've got our own mariachi band on staff here at the Cigar Dave Show. We spare no expense on Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers as we come to you from the Ford Theater of Command. Command Center Alpha has moved to Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Tommy Diadio, the General Manager and Senior Executive Vice President of Spirit Procurement for Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, as well as all the Corona cigars in Orlando. Sommelier Dave Cavanas, front and center. Sommelier Dave, we gave the entire list of what we're going to sample. We started off with the Tanteo Jalapeno. We're going to move to the Tanteo Habanero.
Yes.
That was a 9 on the Cigar Dave Warm Factor. I can only imagine what this is going to be like. I'm going to be very, very judicious in how much I take here. So we'll say cheers.
You got some roasted chipotle peppers in there from the rugged mountains of Chihuahua, Mexico. Smoky, spicy.
Oh, boy, that is hot.
Suave sweetness.
5 alarm fire. Get the Tampa Fire Department here immediately. Let me tell you, I just barely took a sip of this thing.
Yeah.
And I forget 10. We're about a 15 on the Cigar Dave Warm
Factor.
Whoa. This has got some serious heat, man.
So here it is with a Bloody Mary. Wow. My favorite mix is Master of Mix, which you well know.
Yep.
They make one of the best mixes in the country.
Let me take a sip here.
And that is in a Bloody Mary.
Well, you do not have to add any
spice,
spice at all. I mean, I just took a sip, and the back of my throat is on fire here.
Yeah,
I'll keep that. I'll just let sip on that thing for a little bit. Now, tell me about Tanteo. New brand, is it?
It's about 6 years old.
Really?
It's 7 years old. It came out, and it did really good with the jalapeno and the tropical, but then they've discontinued the tropical. It was mango and pineapple fruit added to it, but they put out a very nice product, moderately priced. They're $32 a bottle, and this is a niche item to some extent because you can make margaritas out of them, you can make Bloody Marys, but a lot of people want to do shots, and as you've tasted, you've got to have some chutzpah to get through this.
Chutzpah, baby, chutzpah. Yeah. That's it. Well, that's got a lot of kick to it. There's no question about it. Let's save the chipotle since the back of my throat needs
it's
a rest.
Gone.
Yeah, it's pretty charred right now, like a Pittsburgh style steak.
There you go.
All right, next up we're going to try Suerte. Tell me about the Suerte brand.
Suerte is out of Mexico. Again, these are all out of the.
That's good, Somalia, because I thought it was out of Ireland. So thank you so much for Scotland. That clears that up.
Yeah, they're all out of the Jalisco area is what I was trying to say.
Right.
And what they do is they accentuate the actual area of the Yucatan Peninsula, which is where they get a lot of their different juices and flavors in it there.
Now, this has got a unique aroma. Is there a lime in here?
I said
the
same thing.
That's what Tommy said. I don't know.
It's got, I mean, I'm getting a very unique aroma on the nose. Yeah. I mean, it's almost got like a real lime. Let me say cheers on this one. All right. Take a sip.
No lime on the flavor.
No.
That's nice. But it's got no lime on the flavor, but it's got a little bit of a citrus note to it.
You know, they do herbal. It has a citrus aroma.
They
actually say that. It's subtle sweetness. They have a rabbit on the front of it.
They've got a green rabbit, so it's a lime rabbit. There's no doubt about it. But this is very, very unique. Small batch, single distillery, slow roasted, double distilled, Tohono crushed.
I'm going to promote you now that you smell the citrus and lime like I did now.
You should promote me.
I'm promoting you.
Exactly. What are you going to promote me to?
Master Spirits.
There you go. Exactly. And I do have my five-star Alpha Lounge upstairs.
Yes, you do.
And we should put a special designation on there. All right,
you know,
so that
suerte
is
for luck, good fortune. That's what suerte means.
Ah, I'm going to take another sip of this. This is really good. How much for a bottle of that, Samaya, Dave?
On the suerte, you're looking at around $32 a bottle.
$32, so yeah. Pretty good. And again, this is not what I would consider a traditional Blanco. This has got a lot of flavor.
Yes.
This is not your traditional, basic Blanco that's pretty vanilla. This has got a lot of flavor. Now, next up, Samadhi Dave.
I have it in the Reposado Expression.
Okay, so the Reposado, again, this is aged, what, 2 months to a year?
Yeah, would it be under a year. So this under is done 6 months.
All right, so 6 months. So we'll say cheers on that. Tell me about this as I take a sip.
You're going to get some butterscotch, subtle plum, and some oaky notes by it being in the barrel for 6 months.
Yeah, it does. That's very, very nice. So that is the Reposado, a different flavor complexion.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, though. Mark that Suerte Blanco, because I'm going to take that. That's going to be that's a nice sipping with a little lime. That's actually a nice aperitif.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice. And I would chill that a little bit.
Yeah.
That would be very nice.
I think all whiskeys and everything drank neat should be chilled.
Very, very nice. So the Suerte Reposado, very pleasant, different type of flavor than the regular Blanco. Now, I like the Blanco, which is not as aged because it's got that lime citrus taste. But the Reposado, very nice, but for just a different palate. Very, very pleasant. Next up, Sommelier Dave.
Well, I made it as a margarita. Tried as a margarita. If you liked it, neat.
All right, now let's talk about what's in a margarita.
Margarita is lime juice, basically. And some other fruit juices.
And I like how you got the little salt on the rim. Very
yes,
nice
I
how
do.
You did that.
Yeah.
You're not only a sommelier, you're a master mixologist as well.
Because when you put the salt, it makes your palate dry, and you continually want to drink more.
All right, we'll say cheers on that. And this is the Suerte Margarita you made with the Reposado, correct?
Correct.
Reposado or the...
No, I did it with the Reposado. To get a little bit of pizzazz.
Right.
Nice.
Oh, that is nice. Very sweet. Nice.
Yeah.
See, and again, this is where you can get lulled in. You're on the beach. You're hot. You're thirsty. You're by the salt water. You say, you know what? Let me have a margarita. And it's so cool and refreshing and so sweet that you say, this is great. I mean, this really quenches my thirst. Let me have another.
And then
another.
Drink too much.
And you don't realize on those big margarita glasses, that's got like three shots in there.
Yeah.
So the next thing you know, that's the equivalent of having, you have three of those, like nine drinks. And then you're under the table.
Mm. Or on top of the table with someone.
Yeah, and then you read about people that got carried away and they, you know, a kidney was surgically removed. They don't know what happened to them. So you got to be careful when
you
drink.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Or in Cancun stays in Cancun, exactly. But you've got to be careful on these sweet drinks, margaritas, because, again, it's hot. You're drinking it like it's candy. Now, next up, Sommelier Dave.
We have it done as the añejo, and you're gonna. That'll be 18 months in the barrel. It's gonna have some oaky notes. You're gonna get a little berry and mint with vanilla from the wood.
Wow, I'm definitely getting a nice wood note on it. Take a sip. We'll say cheers. Again, this is the Suerte añejo.
Mm-hmm. You're looking at somewhere around $47 a bottle. This
I'm
is
taking
nice.
That is so. That is like a light scotch.
Yeah.
But a lowland scotch. Not a lot of peatiness to it. Very pleasant. What'd you think, Tommy D?
I like the Blanco.
You like the Blanco?
Yeah.
The Blanco with that lime is fantastic. All right. So we have sampled 6 different tequilas. We got about 14 more to go, maybe a few more than that. Tequila tasting maneuvers celebrating Cinco de Mayo today on the Cigar Dave Show. Hour number 2 comes your way next.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community.
Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Minutes seem like hours in the Big Island of Hawaii as they're hunkering down for what could be weeks or months of upheaval from an erupting Kilauea volcano as it's keeping things dangerous.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the people that live in that area are very well aware that they're living on a volcano. But, you know, Kilauea has been a problem since the mid-80s.
That's Mike Buck, the morning host of 690 AM and FM 94.3, The Answer in Honolulu. U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.9 shaker yesterday was the strongest felt in the state in over 40 years. So far, five homes have been destroyed in the wake of lava flowing through one rural neighborhood. NASA's newest Mars Explorer on its way to the Red Planet.
An Atlas V rocket blasted off in a pre-dawn fog from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California Saturday, hauling a robotic geologist armed with a hammer and a quake monitor. Mars InSight lander is now on a 300-million-mile journey to the Red Planet, a trip that's expected to take more than 6 months. The mission is to study the planet's interior, and InSight will dig deeper into Mars than ever before, nearly 16 feet, to take the planet's temperature. It will also attempt to make the first measurements of Mars quakes, using a high-tech seismometer placed directly on the Martian surface. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump says he has details of his upcoming meeting with Kim Jong-un.
We have a meeting set up. We have the location all done. We have the time and place all finished now. We have the date. And so I think that'll be something very special.
However, at a tax event in Ohio today, the president would not give any specifics. It's a stunning reversal, Connecticut Supreme Court overturning Kennedy cousin Michael Skakel's murder conviction. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Capitalism, democracy, the right to bear arms, privatized health care, and diversity of thought. America is different, so why shouldn't your phone be different? Why are you using the same phone service as everyone else? The big mobile phone companies that are working so hard to make America like every other socialistic country in the world. With Patriot Mobile, you get the chance to make a change in our country. For every dollar you spend, Patriot Mobile donates a portion of it towards supporting your American rights. We have to band together because big mobile companies are some of the largest liberal supporters out there. Right now, Patriot Mobile is offering Samsung Galaxy S5 phones for a penny a month when you sign up today. It's only while supplies last. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit them online at patriotmobile.com to get your activation fee waived. Again, that's patriotmobile.com or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Don't wait. Our country is on the line.
6 months after a gunman opened fire inside a Texas church, they gathered today to host a groundbreaking on their new worship center.
26 people were killed at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas on November 5th, and 20 were hurt when 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly walked in and opened fire. Kelly was prohibited by law from purchasing or possessing firearms and ammo due to a domestic violence conviction while in the Air Force, but the Air Force failed to record the conviction in the FBI database, allowing him to buy the weapon that he used to kill. An armed male civilian chased him, and after a crash, Kelly was found dead with multiple gunshot wounds. The new buildings mark a major step in the healing process for the tight-knit community of Sutherland Springs, Texas. Val Dior reporting.
Senator Ted Cruz spoke at the prayer service and groundbreaking. Check out more of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Three women sue a major TV network and one of its on-air high-profile personalities, alleging they were sexually harassed.
Three women who worked with Charlie Rose filed a sexual harassment lawsuit Friday against CBS News and the TV journalist. The lawsuit filed in New York State court seeks unspecified damages. It said the women, who were in their early 20s when they were hired, were subjected to predatory behavior, including repeated physical and verbal sexual harassment. Rose was fired in November as CBS This Morning anchor. Patrick Foss reporting.
State and federal health officials grappling with a new drug of choice for abuse. It's called gabapentin. It's really a 25-year-old generic pill that's been long seen as a low-risk way to treat seizures, nerve pain, and other ailments, but has grown into one of the most prescribed medications in the United States. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
It is May 5th, 2018, Cinco de Mayo. We will celebrate appropriately by continuing our tequila tasting maneuvers on this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. And I heard a great saying that I would like to share with all of you right now. Tequila. Because no great story ever started with someone eating a salad. And how appropriate. A little too much tequila on the beach, too many margaritas. You know where that is going. And here's another one that I heard. Tequila is like duct tape. It fixes damn nearly everything. And we will enjoy our tequila tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show, as we have got about 15 still to go. We've sampled 6, the Tenteo and the Suerte vertical tastings. Much more to go today on the Cigar Dave Show Tequila Tasting Edition. Welcome back, hour number 2, as always. Don't forget, follow us on social media. Go to CigarDave.com. And by the way, we have a list of all tasting lists of all the various tequilas we're enjoying today. You'll be able to print it out. You'll be able to take it to your favorite liquor store. And you will be able to say, I like the tasting note on that. Let me try this. Let me try that. And one of the suggestions that I make to you, and we've done this with other spirits, is invite 6 or 8 of your fellow alphas, maybe some of your harem. Go out, everybody puts maybe 20, 30 bucks into the kitty or 40 bucks. Go out and pick 6 different tequilas. Maybe you get an Añejo. Maybe you get an extra Añejo. Maybe you get a Reposado, a Blanco. Pick 6 or 8. Even if you know nothing about tequila, throw some steaks on the grill, get some great cigars, throw on some music, and you can enjoy a great vertical tasting and a wonderful, not an evening out, an evening in. That is what I would suggest to you. And some of the tequilas that we still have to sample today, we've got the Sommelier Dave. I should also reintroduce Sommelier Dave, as well as Tommy Diadio, Tommy D, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirit Procurement for Corona Cigars and the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, where we have moved Command Center Alpha 2 today. Sommelier Dave, we started off with the Tenteo and the Suerte vertical lines.
Yes.
Now we're going to go into, is it the Cenote?
It's Cenote.
Cenote.
Did you want to do the Mezcal?
Well, not just yet. So we've got Cenote. The Cenote. Next up.
Azunia, which is organic.
We've got the Cuestión Blanco. no longer in production, but a very, very good tequila, unique bottle. We've got the Cuestión Blanco, Milagro, some 1800s, the Trumbo Añejo, and the, is it Nucano?
Nucano.
Nucano Mezcal. So we will try that. So we've got a full lineup. And Somani, Dave, let's do a refresh here. Very quickly, let's talk about tequila. What is tequila? One more time.
Tequila is an area in the Jalisco, Guadalajara area where the blue Weber agave grows in the highlands and the lowlands, and it's created into a delicious beverage, tequila, named after the town. It's only from that region. As we're going to try this mezcal, it can be other agave plants from about 8 to 9 different regions in Mexico, but tequila is just from Guadalajara, Jalisco area.
Outstanding. So, as we celebrate tequila tasting maneuvers, we started off with a very unique lineup, the Tanteo. The Tanteo is our flavored, naturally flavored tequilas. We started off with jalapeno, a little bit of kick, the habanero, major fire in the back of the throat, and the chipotle was definitely a 10-alarmer. We needed the fire extinguishers in the back of my throat, and we had a Bloody Mary. I'm going to take another sip of that. Literally, I took maybe, I mean, I'm not even, just a millimeter of a sip. Take another one. Man, that has got some serious heat on here.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's good.
It is good, but I'll tell you who'd like this. Voice Talent Ed,
yep.
Portuguese Princess Colleen, Captain Paul. We've got Colonel Ange would love this. They're Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. Puff Muffin Lori, XO Tim, Mick the Brit. Just hook up a Guinness IV to him, and he's fine. But this is... Well, let me take another sip.
Wow. Yeah. Very good.
Wow. Serious heat. All right. Tommy D., let's talk about the mezcal. Let's change it up a little bit. What is a mezcal? First of all, Sommelier Dave, how does that differ from a tequila?
Well, it's an agave. It's distilled just like you would the Blue Weber agave. It's a native plant of Mexico. The word mezcal comes from the meaning of overcooked agave or oven-cooked agave. This agave grows in many parts of Mexico. In Oaxaca is the main area, but it also is found in about 9 other areas. So what they've done is sourced different agaves from other areas of Mexico to make a distilled beverage out of.
All right, so let us try that. And, Tommy, tell me about this new Nucano Mezcal. This is brand new.
This retails for about $42. It's distilled twice. The agave plant is matured for 8 years. It's in a Sandinician region, and they call this a Joven.
Hoven.
I tell you, I'm just smelling it on the nose. It's got a little sweetness.
Yeah, it sure does. I got it right on my mid-palate.
Yeah.
You'll taste a lot of the agave in this.
All right.
It's a different flavor profile than the blue agave.
Cheers.
But it's very...
Salud.
It's more smoky.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get with mezcal smoke.
Right.
Wow. This reminds me...
Islay.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of a Johnny Walker Double Black.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is that ever smoky?
Yes.
Ooh.
It's a great cocktail mixer because of that smokiness. The mixologists love
Forget
this.
The cocktail mixer. You drink this neat.
Yes.
Put this in a snifter. The only thing is, because it's clear, it kind of throws it off.
Mm-hmm. This isn't not put in a barrel at all.
Not in a barrel.
Not at all.
But I'll tell you, this tastes like an Islay scotch.
And it's a 90 proof. So they proofed it a little higher to bring out the smokiness in this.
Yeah, I'll take another sip of this. Mm. So because of the way they cook it, I would assume that mezcal... Just that smoky type of flavor, somebody, Dave.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of that is the actual mezcal it is, because there's different ways to do. You can either oven roast the agave plant, or you can crush them and then distill the spirit raw and all that. But this, if it's oven roasted, that will bring out smoke in an agave.
Beautiful cylindrical bottle, nice packaging. And so, Tommy D, you started bringing this in. This is relatively new to you.
I like it when it's more smokier. The more smoky it is, and like Dave will tell you, there's so many different profiles of mezcal.
Yeah.
Tommy, and all the Corona cigars and Davidoff and Geneva store and lounge here in Tampa, in terms of the palate that most people have, what they're purchasing, do they gravitate more towards the smoky Islay type of taste pattern?
No.
Or a little bit of the Lowlands?
No, more it's Speyside.
Speyside.
Speyside,
so,
sweeter. American
sweet, right.
Sweet. Anywhere sweet, tequila sweet, rum sweet, it's all sweet.
Well, this is definitely on the smoky side.
Yeah.
A unique flavor without any question. All right, so next up, let's go. We'll go back in order here. So we had the Nucano Mezcal, very smoky. We're going to go to the
Cenote Blanco.
So, again, this is, you know, white, not very aged, 100%. Minimally aged. All right.
Blue agave has a really brilliant color. It's lively. It's packed with bright citrus pepper on the nose. It has a continuous flavor, rich cooked agave spices, subtle wood, green vegetables.
That's good.
It's been in the barrel for 3 months. Should get a little bit of vanilla on your palate.
Yeah, definitely some vanilla. Yep, very smooth, some vanilla. Little bit of, I'm actually getting just a touch of cinnamon on here.
Yeah.
Very subtle.
Yeah, it says
but very
spice.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
And cenote means natural pit or sinkhole, resulting from the collapse of the limestone bedrock of the Yucatan Peninsula.
Very
so that's
nice.
Where they're sourcing their water at.
Suggested retail.
On this, the cenote, you're looking at $38 a bottle.
All right, so everything we're sampling, roughly the $38, $40,
yeah,
$42. Very nice. And again, this isn't the traditional tequila where before at $10, $15 a bottle, this is definitely, even though it is a Blanco, still very unique flavors to it.
Yes, it is. And
all
then
right.
We're going into the Reposado, which you're going to get a little bit of gold straw color with a balance of vanilla and wood. It's going to come off the nose. It's aged 3 months in American oak barrels, delivering round, harmonious palate of vanilla, wood spice, and green vegetable.
Well, I don't get any green vegetable on the nose, but I get a lot of vanilla. I can tell you that. Vanilla with a little nutmeg on here.
I got the vanilla in the flavor.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say cheers again. This is the Cenote Reposado.
Yes.
Now, there is an agave shortage, isn't
there?
Wow.
It's coming down the pike again. This happened about 10 years ago, and everything got spiked, and a lot of the brands were...
When you say spiked?
Well, went up.
Price.
The price...
Oh, price went up.
Spiked. So what happened was some of your producers that were sourcing out agave from, say, a Sauza or from a Cuervo or some of the big producers, they didn't give out that juice. So those labels went away, only to come back now.
Yes.
But it's going to be interesting to see what happens
in
the market.
Isn't there a disease in some of the agave?
Yeah, it happens. It's like cyclical.
Yes.
It's like how you get phylloxera in grapes out in California and things like that.
This is beautiful. This Cenote Reposado. This is fantastic. Vanilla, a little bit of nutmeg.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very pleasant. Nice, very light straw color to this.
Now, this is a little bit more expensive. It's $46 a bottle.
For the Reposado?
Yes.
For the Reposado, yes.
Now, look at that beautiful Añejo bottle.
And then the...
That is phenomenal. Look at that.
It's got
the agave plant on it. We'll show that. We'll post that at CigarDave.com as well as social media. And by the way, the entire show, we've got a special tequila tasting Cinco de Mayo page that will stay up, and you can follow along. We've got all the tasting notes, so pictures, you won't miss a thing. Now, as I look at the bottle, that bottle is certainly magnificent. I mean, you put that on the shelf, Tommy.
Yes.
That makes a statement.
Yeah, someone's going to notice it.
This says super premium right here.
And it's supposed to be served neat or over ice. It's aged for a year in American oak.
I'm getting brown sugar right off the nose, right off the bat.
It's from the barrel.
Right off the bat.
You get a little bit of wood, some vanilla, spice, chocolate maybe on your palate. It's very complex.
All right, let's say cheers on that. And this is the final of the Cenote Vertical Tasting. We finish off with the Añejo.
These are all very delightful.
How much is this retail? That's beautiful.
This is going for
$53. Yeah. That is so smooth.
Yeah,
I'm taking this bottle.
I already called dibs.
No. We'll split it.
Get a saw.
I'll take the right half. You take the left half. Oh, my goodness. That is phenomenal.
What happens when you come here later?
This is sensational.
Very nice.
This is so smooth.
Yes.
There's no bite, bitterness.
No.
This is a perfect sipping any time of
and
day.
This was aged that long?
Excuse me?
How long was this aged again?
A year.
Yeah, so you still taste the agave with it. That's what I like.
Wow.
Just on the other side of a year.
That is spectacular.
What nice cigar would you offer with this?
You know what? Mild to medium on this.
Yeah.
Because it's not overpowering. I'll tell you what, I think a Romeo Reserva, Julieta Reserva Real.
Winston Churchill.
Churchill, a little fuller flavor. The Rocky Patel, I'll tell you, either the vintage Cameroon or the vintage 99 Connecticut. Yes. I think you can't go wrong
Davidoff
with
Davidoff Grand Cru.
Davidoff Grand Cru. I'll tell you what, I even think an Arturo Fuente Hemingway would go nicely with that.
Yeah.
Certainly, I would put, I'll tell you what, the new Padron with the Connecticut.
Yeah.
I think that would
Damasa.
Be, Damasa would be fantastic with that. And certainly a Diamond Crown.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You don't want, to me, a super full or a Maduro would be too much.
No.
You want something that is so smooth.
Yeah.
And again, you look at it, it's got a darker complexion to it. You think that's going to have a lot of wood sizzle to it. Not at all.
Yeah. Just like the cigar. When you looked at the cigar, you thought, wow, that's going to be overpowering, but this was very nice.
All right, the Cenote Reposado and Cenote Añejo get my five-star designation. I will take both of those, Sommelier Dave. Those are fantastic. All right, when we come back, we move into the Azunia. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We've got the Azunia Blanco, the Reposado, the Añejo, an Azunia Reposado Whiskey Sour, and that's the great thing about doing a vertical tasting, because you think, okay, the Añejo, the most expensive, I'm going to like that. Not necessarily. These Blancos and Reposados are not what tequilas used to be. They are certainly much higher, more complex, more taste. So what I say is, as we wrap up this segment, take life with a grain of salt, a slice of lime, and a shot of tequila.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Cue the mariachi band. It's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
We're talking about pairing up cigars with the tequila. The last tequila that we enjoyed was the Cenote Añejo, and it was just incredible. Nice notes of brown sugar, little bit of maple to me, but very, very smooth. And we talked about pairing up a nice mild to medium-bodied cigar. And as we're rejoined by Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive VP of Spirit Procurement for Corona Cigars, the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Sommelier Dave, one of the important things, Tommy, is whenever you pair up a spirit or a wine or any drink, a beer, you've got to pair it up with a cigar of equal flavor profile. Otherwise, it's going to one's going to overpower the other.
Correct. You want the spirit to end before the cigar flavor ends is what you theoretically want to do. You don't want the liquor to overpower the cigar where the liquor is still in your mouth.
They're both fighting each other.
Correct.
Yeah, and also I think the same thing if you're going to have food. If you're going to throw a steak on the grill, or I've got a friend of mine that loves Cajun cooking. Well, Cajun's got a lot of spice.
Correct.
So if you have a Cajun, a spicy meal, and then you want to pair it with a mild cigar, that's just not going to work.
No.
You're not going to taste that. So it's very important that you properly pair things up. We talked about, Tommy, the flavor that most people, most consumers in the United States, they want a Speyside type of scotch, which is more of a what we just tasted with the Cenote Añejo, which is a little bit sweeter, a little bit lighter, not that harsh smokiness. I'm not a smoky type of, like the Johnny Walker Double Black to me is way, way too smoky. And which is the one that we had that was very, we had the Nucano Mezcal.
Correct.
And so one of the things that I find is that when you do sample, you'll know right off the bat, it'll hit you. You don't have to think about it. You either know it or you don't know it.
Right.
But one of the things you've got here at Davidoff and all the Corona cigar stores, you've got a humongous selection. I'm looking here. You've got probably amongst the largest selections of scotch, whiskeys, bourbons, American whiskeys that I've ever seen. You've got some Japanese as well, but
correct,
you've got something for everybody. But you're still saying that no. What percentage do you think likes that Speyside type of flavor profile?
Out of all our scotches, probably 80%.
80%.
Yeah.
So really that's heavy smoky, not very
correct,
not very popular.
How about this? It's not Speyside, it's Highlands.
Or Highlands, right.
Yeah.
Highlands, that's what I meant.
So if it's Highlands, Speyside, very rarely do they go to the
Highland.
Yeah, or Sky. They really don't. So it's mainly
your Lafroigs, those type of scotches, they have a uniqueness to them. They're real over the top. And it's only a few people that really enjoy that.
And Octomore just came out with a Bregotti Octomore, which is 308 part per million.
Wow.
Which is the peatiest scotch ever made. And Lafroig and Lagavulin and all your other are usually 40 to 80 parts per million.
Yeah, I just find that peatiness just overwhelming. I just don't care for that flavor.
I like them. I like Mezcal. So I like all areas. Like Jeff Bortswitz loves peaty.
Right, I know he does.
But I like everywhere.
I'm just noticing also you got some of the Japanese whiskeys. The Hibike, very popular.
Yeah.
You're seeing more and more of the popularity. Now they own Beam. Yeah. It's called what? Beam Suntory, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You do a lot of the Japanese scotches?
Yeah.
A lot
Japanese
of
Japanese is Yamazaki and Hibike. Hibike is probably the most popular. And a friend of mine just came back from Japan and couldn't find any Japanese whiskey in Japan.
What did he find?
Chivas, blended scotch.
Really?
Yeah. Ballantines.
Sake.
Yeah.
That's incredible. There's a company called Masters of Malt, and they have little samples that you could buy, little grams that I don't know how they legally ship it. But in any event, they have different from around the world, and some from Norway. They've got just very unique, very cool way to taste the various scotch and whiskeys from across the world, how the flavor profile. But they've all tried to emulate the scotch or the bourbon now, which is very, very popular. And rye, we're seeing a resurgence,
yes,
a renaissance of rye whiskey, which, again, has more of that spice component to it. All right, so we have got, what do we have, about a dozen tequilas we've tasted. We've got about maybe 10 more to go as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo with tequila tasting maneuvers.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the Alpha Male Good Life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the Alpha Male Good Life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live, noon to 2 Eastern time, anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with a Cigar Dave.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, May 18th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're helping you prepare the perfect Cinco de Mayo celebration. It's Tequila Tasting Maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
Let me translate the song that you are hearing. Translation from Spanish to English. Run to the Mexican-American border. Cross the Mexican-American border. Come in illegally. Obtain massive amounts of government assistance. Live off the public dole. Get a license. You get to vote. And the Democrat Party will welcome you with open arms. I think that's about it, if I'm not mistaken. I think that pretty much covers it. As we celebrate Tequila Tasting Maneuvers, very politically incorrect here on the Cigar Dave Show. We have sampled a plethora of great tequilas. We've got nine more to go and a mezcal. I don't want to forget that. Next up, Sommelier Dave, let's talk about Azunia. Tell me about Azunia.
Azunia is all about traditional culture, family loyalty, purity, sustainable organic farming, craftsmanship, and authenticity. It's one of the only organic tequilas that is on the market or that I have tasted. It's made with 100% blue Weber agave, and it's grown in dedicated fields along the Jalisco Valley. The piñas are harvested by hand and roasted 36 hours in traditional clay hornos, double distilled, finished in a natural open-air fermentation process.
Did you say pornos?
I could have. Remember, I'm from Pittsburgh.
That's what it sounded like.
No, hornos.
Oh, hornos.
Hornos.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I was worried about that, Sommelier Dave. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. So hornos. Okay,
hornos,
gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's all natural, organic, sustainable farming.
Beautiful bottle. I mean, very elegant. And again, the bottles, the presentation of these tequilas has
it's
been
come a long way.
Oh, huge. Huge.
There was a group that created Milagro, which means miracle. They were in England, and they were sitting at the bar looking at all the beautiful vodka bottles. And they said, why does vodka have all these beautiful bottles and tequila's ugly? So they came back and they started it.
Yeah.
Milagro's been around, you know, 7 years. And now you're getting everybody going along, doing the same, just as you would vodka, whiskey, scotch. Look at the beautiful bottles
of
scotch.
The one that's the hottest is Class A Azul with the bell.
There you go.
And the porcelain bottles.
Yeah.
Everybody just drinks it because of the bottle, and you smack the bell every time you do a shot on it.
You carry that here?
Yeah, it's right there.
Well, bring it over. We'll sample before we finish. And it says here, unaged, Azunia Blanco offers a clean floral nose with hints of agave and lemon.
Yeah.
Celebrate with its long finish of light pepper and citrus. Azunia, honestly authentic. Well, I will say cheers to that.
You know,
now, on the nose,
well,
a lot of people are promoting citrus.
Yeah,
flavor
citrus. Yeah.
For
take
tequila.
Nice. It is clean.
Yeah, it is
floral.
Very clean.
Yeah, very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very nice. Not overpowering.
No.
Very, not what I would call neutral, but certainly very clean and bright.
Very light for tequila.
Yeah, light, very light. Light and bright.
Front of the palate, tip of the tongue.
No fire in the hole, as I say here. No fire in the hole. So that is the Azunia Blanco.
Yeah, that's $44 a bottle when you find it in the market.
So a higher end, a higher price because you're organic.
Yeah, because it's organic. This is the Reposado, which is also roasted 36 hours in traditional clay hornos.
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 All right, just
no
want to make sure.
Stormy Daniels here.
By the way, Stormy Daniels, first
she's
of all,
coming to town,
I strictly, well, I have no idea. I could care less. But I did strictly for research purposes. I had our crack research staff pull up some of Stormy Daniels' performances. And I will say, on a scale of 1 to 10 hotness, you know, maybe about a 6. Has a nice rack. But in terms of really, like, getting into it, I didn't see the enthusiasm.
No.
Just didn't really see it. Maybe that's why Trump said, one and done. That's it. I'll tell you what. I thought the other one that he banged, what was the...
couldn't tell you.
Karen McDougal, much classier, hotter, the former Playboy playmate. I liked her. I absolutely would add her to the harem without any question, if, ands, or buts. Stormy Daniels, nothing to look at. Just, again, from a strictly scientific purpose. Because, again, it is my duty to relay information to our alphas worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I have done my crack research, again, don't even bother doing a Google search. Nothing to look at. All right, next up, Sommelier. I don't know how we got on a Stormy Day. Oh,
because
you talked about hornos and pornos. Okay.
Because my enunciations.
Yes, okay.
So we right now have the Reposado in front of you, which has been rested 8 months in American oak.
All right. Now this, you can smell
some
little bit of the wood.
Scotch,
I'm
wood.
I'm just getting wood on the nose.
I get butterscotch in the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say cheers on this one. All right.
A lot of butterscotch.
Big time butterscotch.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
Very flavorful.
Clean butterscotch. Not getting anything else.
Yeah.
No sizzle. Now, Sommelier Dave, refresh our memories one more time. Talk about Reposado, the difference between the Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo.
So, as Tommy's alluded to, a lot of them don't even put it in a barrel, but if it's 59 days or less, it's a Blanco. 60 to less, one day less than a year is a Reposado, which means rested. A year to minus 3 years is an Añejo. Everything 3 years and older is going to be an extra Añejo, which is a relatively new term. As you get those, you really got to have that astringency, that dryness, flavor profile on your palate.
All right, next up, we're going to try an Azunia Reposado Whiskey Sour.
Did you grab it?
I've got it right here.
There you go.
Now, what's in this whiskey
sour?
It's the whiskey sour mix.
Oh, whiskey sour, okay.
From Master of Mixes with the Reposado.
Now, if you were to make a, if Lee over here was going to make a whiskey sour, what would be in a whiskey sour?
Whiskey sour mix.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on. Don't give me whiskey sour mix. Leah, can you make a whiskey sour?
Yeah.
What's in a whiskey sour? Don't tell me the mix. Whiskey and sour.
There you go.
Great. That's great.
Whiskey and sour.
Whiskey and sour.
It's whatever sour,
sour
mix.
Sour what?
Yeah.
Well, it's whatever sour mix I choose. I usually...
See, that's taking. That's not fair. That's taking the shortcut.
It's lemon and lime, juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I also added a little bit of the agave nectar to this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, to soften up that sour.
Say cheers.
Sometimes sour can be over the top.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting it right in the back of my tongue. Back of the palate, get that sour. It's like a sweet tart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Just a subtle sweetness.
You have to.
Very nice.
You just got to cut it very softly.
You know what? Whiskey sours used to be very popular. Not as popular as they used to be.
No.
But it's kind of a refreshing
drink
to have.
Manhattans, they're starting to come back.
Penicillin's another one.
Yeah. You know, people are starting to do traditional drinks from the 30s and the 40s and all that. So.
See, what I would do is I would put this in a champagne for a party
mm-hmm.
or a brunch, champagne glass, nice and cool. But I would do it the real way with the lemon and lime and everything. Have it nice and chilled. And it's just a very elegant way to start off.
Yeah.
And maybe just a drop of that Azunia agave syrup and nice and chilled. That'd be a very nice way to start a party.
Do the whiskey sour. It's called the penicillin, and they spray a peated scotch in it. Like Cyril's is local in town. They spray.
They do a good job.
Yeah, they do peat monster spraying into their whiskey sour. So it gives it, they just spray it in there. It's
well, I will tell you, if you got a little sore throat, I would say a little bit of tequila, maybe an añejo, with a little bit, just a touch of the agave syrup would be, warm the syrup first, would be beautiful. Don't, no chilled. It's got to be room temperature or warm just a little bit,
right.
Like a hot toddy.
Like a hot toddy.
Goes right down. Very, very nice. Now, next up is the final of our vertical tasting of Azunia All Organic Tequila.
Yeah, it's the Añejo, which is aged 18 months in barrels. This is going to be rich with fruit and caramel essence on it. It's going to have a smooth, buttery finish, vanilla, spice, chocolate, caramel.
Well, on the nose.
Caramel.
Geez, I'm trying to decipher what I'm getting off the nose. A little citrusy.
Yeah.
Little pear. Trying to, there's a spice, but I can't place it. But we'll say cheers and we'll give it a taste again. The Azunia Añejo.
It's got a lot of vanilla and caramel.
Yeah. Because 18 months in a barrel, we'll get
big time. Big time vanilla, big time caramel. You hit it right on the head.
Yeah, you definitely
want to
mix this with anything. You would drink it on its own, neat or so.
That's very pleasant.
Yeah, that's a little bit more expensive. That's going to come in around $64 a bottle.
That's the most expensive we have sampled
tried,
so far.
Right.
Tommy D, would you buy that?
Yeah. I prefer the Repo and the Blancos when I come to tequila.
But for a sipping whiskey, this would be great.
Sipping.
Hey, Tommy, have you ever done any tequila tastings at any of the stores?
Yeah, I bring the master distiller in, and I do a tasting. Sometimes I do bottle signings. Sometimes I have a master distiller here pour out samples for people.
You know, I think that if a vertical tasting of the Blanco, the Reposado, and the Añejo, I think people would be fascinated because, again, most people not familiar at all with the various taste profiles of tequilas. And that's one of the things that I say that we always, and I've said it many times, do a vertical, I don't care what it is, pick one brand, do a vertical tasting and see the nuances and the differences. And the reality is, any of the tequilas you pick today are so far superior than 15 years ago, you can't go wrong. Now, the next tequila we're going to be enjoying, my good friend, Tequila Jerry Ciccone, was a partner in a tequila company called Cuestión, C-U-E-S-T-I-O-N. C-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, Question. And if you look at the bottle, Question, question. Look at the bottle. It's a question mark. All right? As you look at that, and it's a phenomenal bottle, great packaging. They tried to go national too quickly instead of going regional.
Yeah.
But phenomenal. This is going to be just the Blanco that I pulled, that I still have some left. And, again, they were early on. They decided to come up with a very, you know, nice premium tequila. And as we take a sniff of this, a little bit of lime, a little bit of lemon. I'll say cheers on this. Not available anymore from my personal stash. It's nice.
Yeah.
Very soft, very smooth.
Yes. It is soft, smooth. I'm trying to get there's a note on here.
You definitely put that in a barrel.
Yeah.
I'm getting a note of licorice on here.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. You put that in a barrel. And they did have an añejo. That was fantastic. It was really
superior. Well, I think they had all three expressions at one time when they first came out.
All right. So we've sampled the Question. So we've got 15 that we've sampled. We're now going to go to the, in a final segment right around the corner, we're going to sample the Milagros Select Barrel Reposado, the 1800 Coconut, unique
coconut
flavored type of tequila, the 1800 Añejo, and then Tommy D, you'll pick a couple of us, the one with the bell.
Class Azul.
Class Azul. We'll try that one, and we'll have you pick one other one for us to sample.
We have Trumbo, too.
Trumbo.
Oh, do we have the Trumbo?
Yeah. Yes, here.
Oh, that's right. We've got the Trumbo Añejo. So we've got one, two, three, four more that we will sample. So, during our final concluding segment of this Cinco de Mayo Tequila Tasting Edition of the Cigar Dave Show, we will hit our remaining tequilas as we celebrate enjoying tequila and making sure we build the wall. Hashtag build the wall.
The General is now on Instagram.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Reading Peace Officers Association is honoring law enforcement that gave the ultimate sacrifice. Five North State officers who were killed in the line of duty are being honored at the Never Forgotten Games, a fitness competition on May 5th at Shasta High School in Reading. Show your support as a spectator or put together your own team of four to compete in the extreme fitness event. Register at ReadingPeaceOfficers.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Day for cigar enthusiasts across America. To roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. If you miss some of today's festivities, download the podcasts anytime through iTunes. Search Cigar Dave Show. Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers continue on the Cigar Dave Show.
This is the Frito Bandito theme song that played from 1967 to 1971. And the character was voiced by Mel Blanc, who used an exaggerated Mexican accent, similar to the Speedy Gonzalez character that he used. And I'll remember how it went. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. I love Frito corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Frito corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. And of course, now if you ran that, every illegal alien would be offended. And by the way, people do not realize that the Frito Bandito was being pursued by the FBI, the Frito Bureau of Investigation. And believe it or not, pressure from the National Mexican-American Anti-Defamation Committee prompted an update to the character, and then eventually he retired in 1971. But we're going to continue celebrating the Frito Bandito. I love Frito corn chips. I love them so much, I'll get them from you. Fantastic. All right. Sergeant Steve, thanks for bringing that song out. Perfect seg. All right, final segment here as we celebrate tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cinco de Mayo from the Ford Theater of Operations. Command Center Alpha has moved to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Tommy Diadio and Sommelier Dave. Final segment. Gentlemen, let's go to the Milagria Select Barrel Reposado. Samadhi, Dave, you introduced this to me a few years ago.
Yes, I did. Milagro is part of the William Grant portfolio. This is a single barrel that they go into the barreling room and find, and they go and bring it out. It's a Reposado rested, so it's rested at least 6 months in their oak. It's going to have a brilliant golden straw color. You're going to get notes of vanilla, and it's going to be clean, maybe some white pepper, cinnamon spice on the palate.
And the bottle is incredible. There's a blue agave plant in crystal actually in the bottle.
It's hand-blown. What they do is they create the agave, then they blow the bottle up over it.
And the notes I'm getting right off the bat, brown sugar, right on the nose, a lot of sweetness, a little caramel. We'll say cheers on this.
The unique, oh, I love this stuff. Uniqueness about this, their barrel select program.
Isn't that good?
Each barrel will give you different flavors and tastes. They're all numbered.
Yep.
How
many number 052
came out of that barrel. So if you buy this barrel and you're down the street to another liquor store a month, 2 months, 3 months later, you buy another bottle, it might not have come from the same barrel.
That is sensational. Tommy
Very
D?
Good.
I love that.
I do too.
Off the
One
charts.
Of my favorite.
How much was that or is that?
That's going to go around $49.
That is a steal.
Yes, it is.
That is a steal. See, the Milagro Select Barrel Reposado still available today.
Oh, everywhere.
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 Now, next up, we're going to go to the 1800 Coconut. Tell me about the 1800 brand, Samadhi, Dave.
Well, 1800 is part of the Cuervo. It's their 100% agave tequilas. And this brand came out maybe 7-8 years
yes.
ago, and it's coconut infused. So when you grab the glass and kind of like brush it underneath
oh, yeah.
your nose,
this is like a pina colada coming right
out.
You.
It's like a coconut mountain mounds.
It is. Say
yeah.
cheers on that.
This would be a shooter.
Yeah.
Or you could do
wow,
this with a
sweet.
Pina colada.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Pina colada, and again. You're hot. You're on the beach.
Yeah.
You have about three of these. You don't
oh
realize
goodness,
the
forget
kick.
Forget it.
That is fantastic. You can't miss that. Very sweet.
It's
very
made
sweet.
With their silver tequila, and it's infused with natural coconut flavors.
Love the coconut, man.
As I recall, that was around $24, $25 mm-hmm. a bottle.
Yeah, that's a nice, again, for
yeah.
little shots,
sure.
whatever. Just dames will like that. Next, Hunter, we go to the 1800 Añejo. Beautiful,
yep.
beautiful expression here.
This is aged, I do believe, 18 months in oak barrels.
Wow, the note, the flavor, the aroma on the nose, very complex. We'll say cheers on that. Take a sip. This is the 1800 Añejo.
Really smooth, clean flavor. It's aged in French
nice.
And
That's
American oak barrels.
Very. This reminds me of a single barrel bourbon.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of the oakiness, a lot of the wood. Very nice notes. A little spice.
I wish they left Cuervo on the label still.
Well, they wanted to do that to differentiate the brand Cuervo,
yeah,
because
no.
Cuervo isn't 100% agave, and they wanted to create a different tier for the brand.
Now, next up is the Trumba Añejo. Tommy D, tell
yeah.
me about Trumba.
Trumba is actually a spinoff from 20 years, the guy Marco Cedeña. He worked for Don Julio for 20 years. So he came out with his own tequila afterwards, which I liked Don Julio before.
Excellent
that
tequila.
It was bought before it was bought. Now it's more sweeter, so he kind of made it back to what Don Julio used to be.
Don Julio, not to be confused with Bishop Don Magic Juan, the greatest pimp in American
mm-hmm.
history. Green
no.
is for the money, and gold is for the honey. Now, this the aroma on this is very unique. Almost a yeasty type of,
yeah.
of aroma. Very, very different. I'll say cheers on this one. Beautiful bottle. Again, the packaging off the charts. Very, very unique. And I'll take a sip of this. Mm. Wow.
It's
this
really
has
great.
Got a very unique taste to it.
Yes.
Not sweet, not wood.
No.
I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Still get the agave flavor in there, too.
Yeah, agave, but...
Oh, my goodness. It's one of the spices.
Yeah. There's spice in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
one of the spices. I wonder if they... Put it on the label here.
Very pleasant. Very nice. This is a popular tequila?
I just brought this in. I
just brought it in?
I did it as a favor for somebody.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's very good.
What do you get for how much a bottle?
Retail is $45 on that.
Okay, not bad.
For
again,
Añejo.
Fantastic. All right, next up, very quickly, last up, Tommy D, what do we have here?
Well, this has been catching fire. It's called Class A Azul. They do a Blanco. They do a Repo. They do a Repo in two forms, one's for breast cancer, and the bottles are porcelain, except for the Blanco, and... They make one that's $2,000 a bottle, which takes 6 months to make. It's inlaid with gold writing, silver on it, and you're basically paying for the bottle. This one retails the Repo for about $110.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to say cheers. Take a sip. Wow. That's sweetness.
Sweetest.
A little honey.
That's why I don't like it. It's
yeah.
too sweet. But
with a little sizzle.
America loves
sweet.
America loves sweet. Well,
sure do, Tommy.
We have completed our Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting edition of the Cigar Dave Show. About 22 different tequilas and a mezcal. Tommy Diadio, Tommy D of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars. We appreciate your participation. Sommelier Dave, as always.
General.
You're going on vacation, Sommelier
yep,
Dave.
Friday.
So next Friday. Next
yep.
Friday. So enjoy.
Right.
Enjoy. All right.
Let me know about Charleston.
You got it. Art Charlotte, you mean. All right. Alphas, hope you enjoyed today's show. Cigar Dave, the General, same air. Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Build that wall. Enjoy your...
Spring is springing. The trees are leafing. The birds are chirping. And temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.